It is a huge mistake to think that just because something has not happened, that it's never going to happen. And of course, this is called normalcy bias. But also, to be intellectually honest, just because something has not happened doesn't mean it's more likely to happen either. So we have to be accurate in our assessment. But think about people who live next to a volcano that is, quote, active in the sense that it erupts every, 100 years or whatever. When you're living there, maybe for your whole life, you're in the shadow of this giant geological monster that can destroy you. But for your whole life, you've seen that mountain. Maybe it's in your backyard, you look out your window, you see the mountain, and you come to love the mountain. You never think it's going to turn against you. You're like, no, that's the mountain that protects us. There's a lot of, mythology about mountains offering protection. And that's true until the day that something changes and then the magma bursts up through the mountain and suddenly it's a reactivated volcano. The side blows out, the magma spews down, the hot molten rock rolls across your property and kills you if you're in the way. Not that it's killing you out of cruelty, it's just cause and effect. It's just because you're there. The mountain has no bad faith motivation against you. It's not trying to hurt you. The mountain's just being a mountain. The mountain's going through the natural cycles of geology. Well, much the same is true with nations and empires. You've lived under the U.S. empire, I presume, if you're an American, your entire life, and that empire has always been there. If you're like me, you grew up saying, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. We said that every morning in grade school. We, in effect, honored the empire like a mountain, that it's our protector. It's the virtuous mountain. It's there to help us. It's there to keep us safe, right? These kinds of things. And that's true day after day after day, year after year, decade after decade, until the day comes that the empire mountain erupts and blows the top off and then goes into a nuclear war. And then at that point, the empire is in the process of potentially killing you. But it's not that the empire even wants you dead. It's not that the empire set out to harm a bunch of people. It's just what empires do. Empires go to war in the same way that mountains that are volcanic blow their tops and turn into a new active volcano. It's just geopolitical cause and effect in one case, or geological cause and effect in another case. But it's really the same thing. So we have lived in the shadow of a great mountain, a once great empire that can erupt with great destructive power. And when it does, we can be caught in its path. And that's where we are right now with the Trump administration seemingly trying to cause World War III with Russia. Why is the U.S. empire going to war with Russia? Because that's what empires do when they reach a certain stage. And you're probably familiar with the concept of the fourth turning or the cycles of civilization, the rise and fall. We are in the falling stages of this empire. And in the falling stages, when empires need to cover their tracks and they need to blame an outside entity for all of their internal problems and they need to cover up or wipe out their debt and they need to control their people or even eliminate their people, they turn to war. That's what empires do. And the next stage of this, of course, is the collapse of the empire. We've seen this with Rome. We've seen this throughout world history, numerous empires, including the Japanese Empire during World War II. We have seen empires grow and innovate and mature and then go into expansion and colonization and then turn to war for lots of reasons. And then they overextend themselves and they get destroyed by the war. We saw that with Nazi Germany. Nazi Germany was at the peak of human civilization at the time in terms of science and technology, education, universities. All of the best physicists of that era were Germans. All of the best universities were German universities. This is why so many of the names that you recognize in physics today are, you know, associated with Germany or German-sounding names, like the Heisenberg principle, etc., or Niels Bohr. You know, just look at the history of physics, atomic physics. It all traces back to Germany, or the history of rocketry. Even NASA hired Nazi rocket scientists after World War II. Operation Paperclip gave them new identities, brought them to the United States, which is why NASA is actually an extension of the Nazis. That's not a coincidence. It's actually, NASA was founded by Nazis, it turns out, and run by Nazis. Anyway, that's a different podcast. But to this day, we see the same cycles of civilization repeating, and it would be foolish to think that the U.S. empire is somehow exempt from these cycles of civilization that are predictable and that always repeat. Now, the thing about these repeating cycles is that you can change the duration of the cycles. You can sometimes elongate, you know, the third wave of a cycle, let's say, or one wave might be shortened in duration. You can alter the timing a little bit, speed it up, slow it down, but you can't stop the cycles, because the cycles are based on cultural, civilizational, and sometimes economic cause and effect. For example, when a nation is young and it's printing its new currency for the first time and it doesn't have any debt, then it can sort of print its way to a lot of economic abundance, seemingly. But when that nation is old and mature, it becomes heavily burdened by debt. That's where we are now with America. And the debt becomes such a burden that the innovation is lost. The nation has been living with complacency for too long. The nation's leaders no longer incentivize innovation, but rather they incentivize obedience and profit-taking to sort of function as parasites off the collapsing system. That's where we are now, where you have all the kickbacks and the money laundering and grift and fraud and bribery, etc. These are the last-ditch looting efforts to basically to take as much off of the corpse of America as possible while the taking is still good. That's where we are in the cycles of America, the cycles of history. And the next cycle is, or the next stage is collapse. So collapse means a collapse of the currency, a collapse of the centralized government, a collapse of the military as we know it, a collapse of the culture, a collapse of industry, a collapse of economic productivity, etc. And with this, you'll see the collapse of the judicial system and the legislative system, the executive system, etc. It's all going to be decentralized. Washington, D.C. will no longer be the capital of what happens next after the United States of America. This will be a catastrophic collapse. It is an absolute certainty. And many of the actions that Trump is taking now in this last chapter are confirmatory that we are nearing the collapse moment. And it won't be gradual. It will be all of a sudden. It's going to be, in my view, more like the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991 than the collapse of the Roman Empire. It's going to be sudden, not gradual, because time is accelerated today. Things move more quickly, and we are more leveraged today financially in terms of currency and debt, etc., than ever before. And information moves at the speed of light now, and the speed of the internet. So things happen more quickly. So if you are not prepared when that collapse day comes, you will be, well, you will lose everything that you own in dollars. You will lose everything that you have that's tied to the dollar, which could include a lot of crypto that's backed by stablecoins, because the stablecoins are backed by treasuries, which will go to zero. You would lose everything that's in the stock market as stocks crater and are no longer propped up by the government. you'll lose, obviously, all, you know, bank accounts in dollars, pensions, social security checks, all that stuff will be gone. What will have value? Gold and silver, and land, you know, minerals, commodities, these things will have value. Productive businesses that actually produce things, factories, etc., oil wells, these will all have value. And your skills will have value. Medical skills, firearms skills, you know, you're going to have value with your skills. And to even talk about what will gold and silver be worth in dollars at that time is a nonsensical statement. It won't matter what it's worth in dollars because the dollars will be mostly worthless. What matters is what gold and silver will be worth in terms of their actual purchasing power for physical goods, such as land or a home or a business or an oil well, etc., or ammunition. You see what I mean? So understand we're living through a very predictable cycle here of the collapse of empires. The mountain that's been in our backyard is about to blow. It's not going to be nice to us when that happens. It's not trying to destroy our lives. It just does, because that's what it is. It's a collapsing empire. So be prepared in every way that you can. You can visit my website, rangerdeals.com, to find gold backs and our gold and silver partners that are highly trusted, high integrity, and very competitive pricing, if not the best price that you'll see anywhere. You can find emergency backup supplies, including firearms, including ballistic vests, de-Googled phones, equipment for privacy and security, and much more. You'll find it all at rangerdeals.com. Chlorine dioxide, peptides, ivermectin for pets, etc. Find it all there. Get prepared little by little, month after month, as you can, and be ready for what's coming, because we are about to see, and I don't know exactly when, but we will see a total collapse of the United States of America as we know it. Whether it happens this year or next year or the next, I don't know, but it could happen anytime. It could easily happen this year. It may very well happen this year, but if it doesn't, just use the time to prepare. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. naturalnews.com and also brighteon.com. Take care. When you're ready for the cleanest, most nutrient-dense foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements, personal care products, do yourself a favor, do your health a favor, and shop with us at healthrangerstore.com. We have our own mass spec laboratory where we do our own in-house testing for heavy metals, for glyphosate, for bacteria, yeast, and mold, and E. coli, and salmonella, and so much more. We do more extensive testing for the cleanliness and the authenticity of foods than any other company that I've ever heard of. And you can get all of this right now, the cleanest, most nutrient-dense foods at healthrangerstore.com, plus all these amazing categories. We've got personal care solutions for you, from toothpaste and shampoo and body soap, to preparedness items such as freeze-dried fruits and superfoods in number 10 cans that are sealed and good for very long-term shelf-stable storage. We've got home care products such as cleaning concentrates and laundry detergents, automatic dishwasher detergent, and so on. And of course, we never use fragrance chemicals. We never use artificial dyes. We never use fillers or garbage or anything like that. Nearly everything that we sell is certified organic and non-GMO. And even our vitamin C is non-China vitamin C, non-GMO vitamin C. So shop with us. You'll be glad you did. And we have freeze-dried tart cherries available right now in number 10 cans and in pouches. And those are delicious. You can eat them like snacks. You'll love those. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for supporting us. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.